find out why everyone at the station, the radio station, is calling Katie the female intern Hugs O'Houlihan.
Not a compliment, by the way.
No, I mean, typically,
not.
I've been compared to him in different ways, and it typically was not a compliment. Uh-huh. Yeah, and so intern Hugs was an intern here, and he was on our show for six to seven years. There's a he did some Rumspringer thing for a year, like he disappeared. We weren't sure.
Didn't tell a soul. He just stopped coming.
And they were like, oh. And then one day he comes back and he's like, I still work here. We're like, wait, what?
Hey.
And we're like, hey, all right.
Whatever.
But he just like walked back in and started uploading podcasts. He didn't miss a beat.
Yeah. He did the Larry David thing where Larry David quit SNL on a Saturday and just came back on Monday. It was like, just act like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's famous for being buried alive and doing all sorts of insane stunts.
Having all those bugs and worms on him, remember?
Yes. And dandruff.
Well, that too, yeah.
But also infamous is more correct, for deleting 16,000 audio files from a radio station.
Yeah.
Like segments that we've done, all different types of sounds,
commercials,
everything.
It'd be akin to working at a TV station and deleting 16,000 hours of footage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Archived footage that you need at any point.
Well, and nobody has been more outraged, I don't think, than us, because it's like the most cherished memories, you know, like the audio of the birth of our children.
Right.
The time that we announced engagements and marriages and, you know, like huge things that happened.
That'd be so cool to hear.
That would be great, you know?
Like, even some moment of our first bits we did that, like, looking back, like, ugh, cringy, but it'd be kind of fun to listen to.
Sure.
Gone forever.
You know, like, could be part of our legacy long down the road when our great-great-grandchildren say, Grandma, what did you do? And I'm like, hey, take a listen. Oh, we can't.
We can't.
Sound clips that we currently would have used today.
Yes.
Certain sound clips, even.
Oh, yeah, we'll have something.
Music beds.
Yeah, there's like
Sparks were deleted.
At least once a month, it's brought up like, oh, we could play this, but.
But we don't have
it.
Oh,
yeah. Still brought up.
And now we have a bigger problem.
Well,
not bigger.
I mean,
Well, significant.
A different problem.
A significant problem.
It's different.
Yeah, it's different.
Matt has to deal with it most, so maybe Matt can share his feelings on it.
And I actually had to deal with the Hugs deletion less than I had to deal with this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Can I? Okay.
I would like Matt to explain.
Please just explain the backstory just a little.
Absolutely. Yes. But before you do, though, we do have a special guest on the phone.
Is it
Good
Hugs?
Morning, special guest.
Hi, Hugs. Hey, good morning, everybody. How's everyone doing?
Well, we were great.
Yeah. I just texted Hugs this morning.
I got on the phone, right?
Yeah.
No. Before that.
Yeah. I texted Hugs this morning. I didn't tell you guys. I texted Hugs this morning, and I go, can you join us at a certain time? And he's like, what for? he's learned, like, wait, what's going on?
He has a right.
Something about deleting things, Katie did. And he's like, oh.
Yeah. So let me just give a little bit of the backstory, okay?
Okay.
We have something, and this is like, I'm going to try to just lay it out in super simple terms, because I don't even think that we really comprehend all of the terminology, but our engineer, Drew, has been emailing everybody in the radio station, I would say on and off for like the past 6 months to a year, we've gotten these emails.
And from time to time, these emails will go out. I mean, for the several years, we'll get these.
Yeah. And they say, Drew will write to everybody and say, the audio server is getting full. We need to clean it up. And we're like, okay, I don't really know what the audio server
is. It's like memory on a computer.
But it's, like, I know that we keep our audio files in it and that we need to delete the things we no longer use because it's just taking up a bunch of space.
And it has
capacity.
It's not like your normal computer. Yeah. The server, because the server has capacity to store tons of memory
tons of
and audio. Yeah.
Drew usually walks in like Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation. Server's full.
Server's full.
And we're like, all right. Well, what do you want
audio
to do?
Audio takes a lot of room.
Yes.
It would be like if your photos you were taking on your phone says, hey, you got to delete an app or delete a photo.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Same exact thing. So another email comes through recently, and then it almost piggybacked on another email from him that was like, guys, for real, it's getting full. And so I said, okay, fine. Clearly, we got to do something about this. Always Hugs interrupting.
He just fell down the stairs.
So I said, fine, you know what? I will just handle it. And I wrote an email to everybody on our show. I think maybe even included Josie and Tripper as well. And I said, look, by a certain time in tomorrow or the next day, I'm going to clean up the server. If you have things that you need on it or you have things you want to save on it, put it in your own folder,
right,
which apparently is what we're supposed to be doing for our own personal private audio or personal things that we want anyway.
Okay.
Like Drew has said, this is not the server's not, or your folder is not just for all your own stuff. Like, you need to have your own folder for your own stuff. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. So gave you guys plenty of time. Everybody reported back, and they're like, we don't need anything, don't need anything. So,
and I went through and I deleted some big files.
Some big files.
That I know, that they're easy to find. Like, there's some things that we record that are 10 minutes plus.
Right.
And they're all together, so I just kind of highlight and delete it. And I was like, well, that should help a little bit.
Yeah, right, but there were still thousands and thousands,
tons, yes,
right, that we had to go through. So took the time, went through the audio files, and then just hit the button, delete, right?
Uh-huh.
That's it. After the show, Matt comes in and he goes, thank you for taking the time to do what no one else is doing.
Was that a sincere thank you?
He was very, he was.
Even when you knew something was missing.
No, I didn't know something was missing yet.
Matt knew something was missing.
No, he was kind.
No, yeah, I sincerely appreciated, like, her getting rid of everything but one thing.
Yes, because no one else was doing it. So I'm just like, you know what? Fine, I will do it. Fine, I'll just do it. And so I did it, but apparently I deleted a document file instead of an audio file, and the document file is something that Matt uses every day.
I update it every day.
Every day.
I maintain that document, but everybody uses that document for reference for things.
Right.
And especially we have our other markets that are syndicated that we have to send stuff to and that we can pick up right away and this and that. So it's more than just here. It's actually the region.
Exactly. Three states are.
I don't know that to be true.
Yes. Well,
we're also in Virginia.
I don't.
So.
Oh, yeah, four.
I think we're maybe blowing it out of proportion just a little. Matt. No.
I mean, I use it when I schedule anything.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's true. But like, what? How many years of information's on there?
Oh, it dated back to when I started. It's like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like five.
Oh, yeah.
That document was the one that when I first filled in for former producer Whitney, y'all said, this is where we update this list.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started then. I reworked it. Like, I started color coordinating some things so it would be easier to tell.
Extremely well organized.
And things like that. Yeah.
The good news here is that we still have the audio files. We just don't know what they're called.
Correct.
So
we don't have a sword on. We don't know the time sensor.
We don't
have
it.
And we would have to go through individual emails for 10 years to find what they're called so that we can pull them up and listen to
and
them.
And for reference, just so you have a reference, in 2023 alone, we had just in the names of the files that were in that document, we had, I'm still scrolling, 1,020.
Mm-hmm.
That was just in 2022.
Yeah.
Or 2023. So 2022 was 1,074.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking at about 10,000 or more files.
Yes.
Roughly, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it would be like taking 10,000 blank pieces or pieces of paper with something written on it, erasing what's written on it, and saying, figure out what's on these.
Yes.
Well, Intern Hugs is still on hold. We want to get his perspective on how he thinks this is being handled since he's been through something similar. That's next, Jared and Katie in the morning.